The best news is local. Miracles happen every day. A year 9 boy called Luke writes a poem about how he doesn't like all of his friends calling the girls hoes at school. He'd like to spray them with a hose and then break their nose. Someone tells him poems don't have to rhyme, and his eyes sparkle, and he fills his notebook in a matter of minutes. A roadside bomb explodes earlier, and instead of refreshing news bulletins like it's a pulled hand grenade, a wife chats to her man on Skype and tells him his son has a cold. A white van slows to peep a group of women walking home from work and immediately crashes into a bollard. As the driver waits for the AA, he is mooned by an all-female passing Saga coach train. A train reaches its destination on time. A single father picks up his son from school. A man wakes up one day and all before breakfast packs up his flat, cancels the bills and books a flight to Canada and breaks out his first real smile in 2 years. Someone else misses their flight and meets the most beautiful stranger they've ever seen in the bookings queue and takes them out for dinner and a movie. A man in a wheelchair reaches the top of a staircase and 4 people who had never made eye contact before carry him down the stairs. And of course, there is as much darkness as light, as much poverty as wealth, if not more, but there are good days too. When the sun sparks the dust at our feet and smiles in the eyes of a loved one who is pleasantly surprised we made it home from work early, for once. You don't need a newscaster to tell you which way the news goes. All you need is to put your ear to the pavement and listen to the city talking itself to sleep. Thanks very much for listening.